Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
He designed our personal cross for us, our personal burden for us. And that thing could be there for many reasons to keep us closer to Him. Right? To keep us closer to Him. But He carries the load. You know, I was reading this illustration this week. And it was pretty interesting. It was this farmer was explaining the difference between a yoke and all this stuff. He said, whenever we're farming, we have a stronger oxen on one side and a weaker oxen on the other side. And then they've got this thing that ties them together. But what it does is, he said it was used, the stronger one always carries the heavy load.
Amen.
God, our Father, carries the heavy load.
Hallelujah.
He already said, my yoke is easy.
That's right.
And my burden is light.
Hallelujah.
How many people ever seen the poem Footprints in the Sand?
It's me, kid.
Woo! God, I love that thing. And one thing I like about it, we don't know who wrote it. They don't want no accolades. But he said, Father, you said you want to be with me. And when the toughest times of my life, I only saw one footprint in the sand. What did he say? It was those times that I what? Carried you. God Almighty knows.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I got a heavy load. And whenever I'm going through something, I love to just go at the feet and pray to the Lord and cast all my cares upon you. And He said, I care for you.
Amen.
And He'll take care of you. So what I'm telling you today is whatever you're going through, cast your cares on Him. And He'll carry you through. I hope this message encouraged you because it definitely encouraged me. And, you know, I'm just going to review real quick. So remember, He wants you to shoulder your own burden. Remember, He has given you a service. He's given you a ministry. He's given you a gift that only you can do.
Amen.
Take responsibility for it. So many people are running away from responsibilities these days. He wants you to take up your cross daily and follow Him.
Amen.
And then, this is how it all works together. Then, when your load is getting heavy, He'll send those people by to help you shoulder it. Now, you didn't give up on that responsibility. You, like Moses, we talked about Moses. Moses was holding the rod of God, but his hands went down. You know, he could have dropped it and said, hey, I quit. But he shouldered his responsibility. Then God sent Aaron and Hur to lift them up, sharing their burden. And then after they did that, they cast it over to the Lord, and the Lord won the battle. If you want to win the battle in your life, you must shoulder your burden. You must share your burden.
Amen.
And then you must shed it by casting it at the Father's feet.
Amen.
I like to sing this little song here as I close here. You probably heard it before. It says, if your body is suffering pain and your health you can't regain and you're almost sinking in despair, just remember in His Word how He feeds the little birds. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. He says, leave it there, leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again, Lord, that we come in the mighty name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just thank You for this message today. Lord God, as I looked for a way to go, Lord God, You led me here. And Lord God, I think I needed it more than them all. But Lord God, Your Word has went forth and touched many today. Lord God, we ask that You just encourage each heart today here. Lord God, let them know that they can stand and they can shoulder that burden because, Lord, You gave it to them. And let them know, Lord God, that they can share that burden. Lord God, You'll send those by to help them continue to go along. But Lord, we just thank You that we can shed our burden when we can cast it at Your feet. So Lord God, we just like to just offer those who are going through some things today, Lord God, to come up and pray to You today and cast their burden at Your feet. So Lord.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.